For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama has been keeping a relatively low profile since leaving office. He says the stakes now are too high to stay home and stay quiet. Speaking in Anaheim, California, he is helping support Democratic candidates in the November midterm elections.
Come on, everybody. Let's go out there and do this thing.
He says he came to energize Democrats into voting. Obama gave his endorsement to 7 candidates who are trying to win in districts currently held by Republicans, and he urged Democrats to get to work.
You can feel people saying, oh, enough is enough. We're going to kick off our bedroom slippers. We're putting on our marching shoes.
He said he's hopeful that Democrats can win back the House. He said these were challenging times in an era of politics of fear, not politics of hope. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Just a few days from a possible landfall, Florence is gaining strength in the Atlantic. Officials in the Carolinas are already on emergency drills. Dennis Felkin is at the National Hurricane Center.
The risk of direct impacts to the southeast U.S. coastline continues to increase. However, given the uncertainty in the track and the intensity forecast at those long time ranges, it's still too early to determine the exact timing, location, and magnitude of those impacts.
Northern California firefighters are struggling to beat back the flames that have raced across 58 square miles near Mount Shasta. Progress is being made, but as the containment grows, so does the fire, so the official containment is near zero. A lot of the effort is protecting mountain homes. Roughly 300 people are under mandatory evacuation orders. The fire has also shut down about 45 miles of Interstate 5, forcing people to drive hundreds of miles to get around it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The founder and face of InfoWars gets banned from more social media platforms, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Far-right commentator and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his website InfoWars banned by Twitter, as well as from live streaming service Periscope. Jones and InfoWars were banned for, according to the company, violations of its abusive behavior policy. The decision coming a day after Twitter CEO and Jack Dorsey testified before Congress at a hearing that was also attended by Jones. And Periscope video showed Jones confronting CNN reporter Oliver Darcy after the hearing, and that reportedly prompted the company's decision to ban his accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the economy is strong. With more, here's John Clemens.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.